That was Gymnasium with It's Just the Beginning, The Jack Lights, Beach, and Girl of the Hawk, The Romantic, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I should also mention that, as I said, Justine, she reached out to bands all over the place. She reached out to, and this is a band called Stupidity from Sweden that I was aware of before she got them on her label. But again, one day she was like, guess who I got signed? And I said, it's just Stupidity. And I said, wow, that's a good get for you. And so she reached out to overseas and locally and everywhere else. And this is a song by Stupidity. I'm pretty sure this release came out on her label.
We'll be right back.
That was Speed Fossil with Luckiest Man in the World, and Stupidity with Waking Up the Band. Justine was always so great about coming on this show, and when she came on, as I said, she was on 5 or 6 times, and she would always check in prior to the day and make sure that everything was all set, what we needed. After her appearance, she'd always thank me the next day, and she was always checking in with, especially with her music. She would send me, of course, all the Red on Red music, and I remember there was a snafu once, and for whatever reason, it wasn't coming through. I forget if it was on my end or her end, but she got on it and she got back to me, and we cleared it up, and she was like, "I want to make sure you get the stuff that I have," and she sent it along. And again, that's just the type of person that she was. So she'll be missed. And she left her mark, and it'll carry on. Music will carry on. And I have a lot of new music as well to get to today. And this is new stuff by Dan Kopko. Single. He's a solo effort by Danny the K, Dan Kopko.
You can't see a lesson.
That was Muck and the Myers, new stuff by all these bands. The song was called Cool Imposter, The False Positives, Leaves a Mark, new single by them, and of course started with Danny the K, Roller Derby Girl. He has a solo effort coming up. I went and saw Huck 2 this past weekend, and they have a song, and it wasn't out yet, I don't believe, and I said to Harry, I said, is that song recorded, like available? And I don't think it was at the time, but he said I could go with it, and so because I liked it a lot. And so this is a song by Huck 2.
Traveling through time, wrap my arms around.
No secret what that one was about. A lot of new music tonight. And that was Brad Marino with his latest Ramones and Stones. And you can tell by a lot of his music that that's his latest release. Is pretty much a ode to the Ramones. I forget the name of it, but yeah. He's heavily influenced by those two bands, as is evident. Before that, Kate Redgate with Light Under the Door. Brand new release by the same name. And Huck 2, as I said, with a song called Letter Home. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's almost 9:30, about half hour left on this. Here's a song by the Gaslight Anthem.
Young boys,
fancy trash with as is, and before that, the Downhauls spit the poison out. The Downhauls have a new EP out called Scream Into the Void. Gaslight Anthem with a 59 sound. It's 937 WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Skybar. Just a couple, these things keep coming to me. A couple quick Justine stories. About 4 or 5 years ago, I forget exactly when, I did a show that was, and I played all red on red bands. And she couldn't make it into the studio. I forget why, but she couldn't make it anyway. So I'm playing the bands, and she texted me mid-show and said, just to let you know, we're all here dancing our asses off. So she let you know. She checked in, and the last time I saw her was right after the release show for the Signal Light. It was at Faces in Malden, and of course I went to say goodbye, and we chatted for a minute, and she said, oh, by the way, a bunch of people told me they listened when I was on the last Tuesday night. And I kind of made a joke of it and said, well, of course, like, you know, what else would they be doing other than listening to my radio show? And so we both kind of laughed, and I said, I'll see you soon. And that was my last interaction with her. But once again, I just have these things keep coming up, and so I relay them to you when I think of them. But this is a band called Degeneration.
Apocalypse kids up on Suicide Hill, watching the girls playing video games and working all winter with the Wheat Paste Boys. I stood at the toll gate, interstate highway, pondered the wasteland west of the Hudson, sirens spinning for the ones who had too many sodas. Well, my boots never fit me quite right, and they stole my jacket too, and they hung me out to dry for a fistful of change. Five easy
fridge ain't broken. My beer ain't cold. My body's aching. I'm not even old. Police are coming. But I did nothing wrong. I sit here singing. I don't have a song. Never have much. Grew up with nothing but the music. But with the something. Been down and out. I've been on top of the world. World that keeps on spinning. On a turntable. Don't have a room. But I'm not homeless. I'm filled with doubt. But I'm not hopeless. Mistakes are rough. I got nothing at stake. Got a wounded heart, but it won't break. Never had much. Grew up with nothing but the music. Always been something. Been down and out. I've been on top of the world. World that keeps on spinning. On a turntable.
Friends that aren't dying or already dead. Raise a toast to Satan.
All right. Played a lot of stuff in that block. That was the Nervous Eaters with Want You Like Before off Monsters and Angels. The Nervous Eaters are back at it. I think they have a new release coming out this year. So looking forward to that. Old rockers, it's still banging out. The Hold Steady, the song called Constructive Summer. The Interrupters on a Turntable off of Say It Out Loud. Jenny D and the Delinquents went a ways back for that one with a song called Don't Tell Me. Church Girls was Separated. I think that was it. I think that's, oh, Degeneration, Apocalypse Kids. So that's about a wrap on this show. I got one more. It's 9:57, WMFO in Medford. Been listening to Rising with Skybar. I'm going to close with one by an old band, an old Boston band that really rocked hard. Band was called The Outlets. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace. WMFO in Medford.
So slow. You're going up and down again. Things go so slow.